I can't believe we're doing this again.
Well, it's not our fault. We literally have to send him a message that he understands for him to get his shit together.
Yeah, but such a hassle having to do this again. Like, we were already scolded so badly by Mom. Got grounded too. Can you believe her grounding two grown-ass women?
I don't understand her logic either, but it is what it is. And we need to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, he's coming to anyways. We'll just talk to him.
Or fuck him so he finally understands our point. I feel like that's the only way he gets things sometimes.
Unfortunately, you might be right about that too.
Hey, Hi, Daddy. Right, so to business. We got you all nice and tied up again for one main reason.
Yeah. You've been neglecting us lately, and, well, it really shows for the past couple of days now, and we thought we ought to send you a message.
Yeah. Proof? Did you just forget it's our birthday about a week ago?
Yeah? Yeah. Even our mom fucking told you it was our birthday, and you completely forgot about us. Again!
Yeah, it's not really fair whenever we invite you to some fun things like dinners or, I don't know, shopping or whatnot, and you just blow us off like that. Like, you're supposed to act like our dad now, so why aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I asked you for a camera last week, Daddy, and you just completely, like, not even responded to my message. Can you imagine my own dad scene-zoning me?
Yeah, and we told Mom about it, and she said she'd talk to you, and we don't know if she did talk to you or she just fucked you crazy. But, yeah. What gives?
Is it because you're afraid, Daddy, that we do all types of nasty things with you? Like the last time we, stole you away one time?
Yeah, and Mom scolded you for agreeing to fuck us.
Well, you don't really have a choice. You married her knowing you're going to be dealing with us, so you're going to have to figure out a way to balance things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you can't balance things, of course we're going to retaliate. Do you think we didn't have any bite to go with our bark, Daddy?
Yeah, what she said. Because either way, if you neglect us, we're bound to do something, and we're twins. Two people, two women, so we could do more to you than you think you can do more to us.
Yeah, math checks out, I think. Absolutely. But now that you finally understand the consequences, Daddy, I think it's time for us to properly remind you of what two girls can do, so that you fucking stop neglecting us when we have our needs.
Besides, just because we invite you to some things doesn't mean we want to fuck you. Sometimes we really just want your money, Daddy. Like, you know how this works, right? You have a spoiled wife. Obviously, you have two spoiled daughters as well. Like, how did you not see this coming? Anyways. So we've decided on your punishment, and we thought we'd make you suffer a little bit more than usual.
Mm-hmm. And no, you don't get to look at us like that, Daddy. I know you want to punish us, but now is our time to retaliate. Besides, you've been making us suffer for long enough. Because I really, really, really miss that Big Daddy cock.
Mm. You just punished me so much by not giving it to me. Mm. Am I not your favorite daughter anymore, Daddy?
Well, she's getting to work immediately. So,
here's the deal, Daddy. What we're going to do to you is we're going to treat you like our little plaything. Since, you know,
You've just been treating us like objects that you could just drop anytime you want to, or anytime you're scared of any silly things like that. But you're not allowed to come until we say so. We're not that cruel, Daddy. We're gonna have our way with you, using our hands, our mouths, and our tight little holes. And you don't get to come at all. Again, until we say so. If you're that good at, well, if you're that good at resisting us, you know, not hanging out with us, not spending time with us, then you should be good at resisting us in this situation. Right, Daddy? We did tell you to really think nice and hard about going into this family. But I think you were just more hard than you were thinking.
Let's really get down to business now, shall we? Let's. No protesting, Daddy.
You basically ask for it.
I miss Daddy's cock so much. I miss getting to play with Daddy's cock, getting to hold it in my hands. I miss getting to make it nice and hard and get to see its pre-cum just drip out of the tip.
You're making him so hard already, I can see him twitch. Don't you like it, Daddy, when both our hands are stroking your cock? Why don't I take care of these big, heavy balls, These nice, heavy balls filled with cum. I hope Mom's taking care of you in this department, but seeing as how they're a little tight and tense and a little bit too filled with cum, I don't think she's been giving you anything recently, has she?
Punishing you too, Daddy? Is it because she caught you with the nude photos we've sent you earlier? Oh, I knew it. Oh, poor Daddy. Well, it's only more perfect that we tied you up like this now, did we? Oh, Daddy. I miss how long and big your cock is. All the other boys are just so boring with their cocks, really. Well, some of them are big too, but you know that size doesn't matter. It's the power. It's the... it's the hardness of it, you know? It's the way the blood just pumps down here. Sometimes I feel like when I touch another boy's cock, it just feels weak. Even if it is big.
Yeah, there's just something magical about your cock, Daddy. The way it just stands so proudly. The way it just twitches. The way it just feels like it's ready to go and go and go and go. I guess that's why you're so good at taking care of all three of us. Except for this situation, but I feel like it's only because you have to deal with a jealous mom and the two greedy girls. You like that, Daddy? Yeah? Oh, I love it when you get to just sigh and relax like this. Remember when it was just so easy for you to just have all three of us? But I guess, well, something's gotta break from time to time.
So don't worry, Daddy. We'll take care of you and make you feel good eventually, but first, both of us have to have what we need.
And speaking of what we need, I think I need my mouth down on that cock.
You go do that, sis, while I keep stroking him for you.
See, Daddy? See, Daddy? We even learned how to share.
Don't you see what you've done to us? You've turned us into your cock-hungry whores. And even if we're cock-hungry whores, we really learned to share. Because we know if we share properly, you can give us even more. So instead of just fighting over your big cock, we learned
It's best if we just have fun with it in our own little way.
Well,
you taught us that, Daddy. You can teach us more, right? If you can only just pay more attention to us. Don't worry, Daddy. We forgive you. We wouldn't be like this if we weren't. We miss you just so much. We miss the way you would just teach us all of your very hot lessons. We're better lovers now that you've shown us the ways. But for now, it's all about us.
It is. Only you have taught us that, Daddy. You have to forgive us if we're a little bit more selfish. A little bit more needy. Because we've just missed you so much, Daddy. Don't come yet now. I can feel you getting so close. If you hold off, I know you could give us just so much more cum. Sis, did you want anything from Daddy?
Actually, sis, if I could ride him this time, can I please? I've just been so wet telling him all of this. And the way he's just reacting to you turns me on so much. And I know that, well, even him and his mouth would satisfy me. I just really miss Daddy's cock stretching out my tight and wet little pussy.
Aww. I get you. I guess I'll give this to you this time because I did have him in our first time with him, and I prefer him in my mouth. I prefer testing my limits that way, Daddy. You know me. You've taught me so much in that department. So, maybe if I don't get turned on so much, he can come inside you too. But, Daddy, after you come inside her, you want to come inside me too, after. For round two, okay? See? I knew we could work together. But then again, only Daddy taught us that. Alright then, if I get to have Daddy, move aside. Do you like my outfit, Daddy? Nice preschool girl, just like always. Because you know, I know it's your favorite one. I know it feels a little bit old, but, well, I thought I would do it for tradition's sake. Oh god, I miss Daddy's cock so much, just the way it's jetting it. I'm sorry, I just get so excited, Daddy. Fuck. Daddy, feels so good. I miss your cock so much, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Thank you so much for giving me this, sis. God, it's been so long since Daddy's been inside so
me.
You're so cute. I'll deal with you later.
What do you mean you'll deal with me later?
You'll see when Daddy's gone, but continue on. I'll watch.
That just means I'm more excited. Seems like a fun night. For now, I need to focus on Daddy's cock. I need to ride you nice and hard, Daddy. Because it's been so long. I need to remind you of how good we feel, huh? How good we feel when you get to fuck us. I remember all of those times, Daddy, when you'd bend us over and you'd fuck us in a line, huh? First you'd push your big cock deep inside me, and then you'd go out, and then you'd push your big cock deep inside my sister. Oh, fuck. And then you'd do it over and over again until one of us begs for you to fuck us straight and silly. Then you'd punish us with a couple of smacks. Just a couple of smacks so that we'd learn to have a little more self-control. And then you'd give your cock to the other one. And then you'd tell us how good we sound when we whine and we whimper. I'm your favorite when it comes to the hunt, isn't it, right? I'm your favorite. Oh, fuck, Daddy. You got a Mr. Bigcock inside me. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. God, your cock is so big and stretching me out so much. I can't believe you had too much fun with my mom. You know we can give you double the fun. You sound about you're just ready to burst, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Oh, please. Let me ride you a little bit more and then you can come, huh? Then you can come, Daddy. I promise, Daddy. God, I miss your cock. I miss your cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, please, Daddy. Please, Daddy. I'm so close. I'm so close. Do you want to come, Daddy? Do you want to come? Mm-hmm. Well, ask for it, Daddy. Ask for it. Ask for me to let you come. Ask for it, Daddy. Come on. Come on. You've been punishing us for so long. It's now time for me to punish you. Come for me. Tell me. Tell me you want to come for me, Daddy. Tell me you want to come for me. Oh, go ahead then, Daddy. Come for me. Come deep inside me. Come deep inside me. Yes. Fuck. Oh, there's so much. Fuck, there's so much to come, Daddy. You came lots inside me. Fuck. I feel so good. Oh, God. Oh, all of Daddy's warm come deep inside me. It just feels so perfect. Just how it ought to be. Thank you so much, Daddy. You okay there, sis?
I think that was just really hot. Now I'm a little bit jealous.
Aw, jealous of who, sis? Me or Daddy?
Jealous of both. You know, Daddy, ever since you've been ignoring us, I have to deal with her as a substitute.
What do you mean, a substitute? You told me I was just as fun as Daddy.
True. You are just as fun as Daddy. But now I want some of my fun, too.
Well, looks like you get to have Daddy all on your own now, then. I'll just have to watch and wait here. Or maybe I can get to massage Daddy and take care of him while you fuck him, since I know you like it slow.
Yeah, but I guess we have to let Daddy rest a little bit. Besides, he looks a little tired, and I can wait a little bit more. I want to make sure he's nice and hard and ready for an even better hound, too. How about that, Daddy?